this weather is hot. I don't have good air conditioning in my car. I don't have it in my house. I'm just so, you know, like a puddle. Even doing music, I go to George, and he doesn't run the air. And I mean, I have to ask him.
Right.
And he's like, well, you know, he should for his computer, but I'm sitting in a chair just like, dead. I'm just lying there going, I'm dying. And our tempers are frayed. You know how you get a little edgy?
I do. The heat.
So
yes.
Gets you on edge. So I think it's my eyesight, but I did the guitar tracks and I played it for you. I didn't really notice any flaws, but when we went to a range clear, and it's so funny. Why am I doing clear when I can't see? Isn't that fascinating that I'm doing a song that says, I opened my eyes, my life became clear? Is my subconscious not speaking to me? Why am I doing... I plan on doing this song like 2 months ago. It is so amazing to me. I'm doing a song where I'm singing about my clarity. So I went to arrange it, and the flaws in the guitar sounded really bad while he's arranging it, and I tried to fix it when I got home. I worked on it like 5 hours. Oh, I was able to cut the violin. Then I moved the piano. And I started going out of my mind.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. It's not like artwork, you know, where you see it. But hearing, I mean, I said to Steve, I can't see what the heck I'm doing. And he goes, but you can hear what happened. So I come back to George and I said, I'm trying to fix these flaws. And he says, you know, they're not that big. You know, we'll cover it up. But it just, Steve tried. It's sort of like there was a part in the song where it goes... up to a high note, and then it comes down. And for some reason, on the second verses, I rushed it. So I go up to that note, and then I come down too fast. And then the arrangement is sort of like a bumpy thing.
Oh, wow.
So George, I said, well, I cut the guitar, and I fixed the guitar. So now it's great. But all the instruments were out of sync. So he tried to line them up. I tried, and I did it at home. So he goes to open my file, and it didn't work. I put in like 5 hours. So I... took a deep breath. I said, okay, George, it wasn't that hard. You know, it took me 5 hours. So he's like trying to line up his piano tinkles to my new guitar track, and it wasn't working. So I said, just go back to the original one. We'll just finish arranging it with flaws. So we did. And when we got to the icky parts, you know, where it does that funny thing, and now I said, this bothers me. This is what he says to me. You'll appreciate this. He goes, Jude, go get some dick. I can't believe he said that. I said, what? He says, you need some dick.
Oh, you couldn't have been expecting that. Oh, my God.
He says, your energy is so focused on the wrong place. He says, if you were getting some dick, you would be focusing on
stuff. Oh, my God, and he goes on.
He goes on. I emailed him later, and I said, I told Steve what you said. I said, I don't need a man to fill me up. I'll just take the music to fill me up. That's all. I don't need anything else. Oh my God.
Strings. That's so, wow.
But you know what? He's right in a way. I was not right about that. I'm focusing on these little things when the big picture is it was a really beautiful arrangement. So I will play, just for fun, I'll play the, it has like a beautiful intro, and it's so funny. I had this intro, it sounded like Annie's song, I told you.
Oh yeah, yes.
So I decided just 2 hours before going to clip a different part of the guitar playing to make a new intro. Then he comes up with an effect that comes in two measures before, like a guitar going do-do-do, do-do-do. And then he had some little sparkle thing 2 measures before that. So this intro turns into being like 10-measure intro.